Got Bill Maher on the line here from Politically Incorrect. Bill, how you doing this morning?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Good. Big news is you're coming to town here. We'll see you in D.C. before too long.
I will be there. We're taping Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at the Warner Theater. Do you know where the Warner Theater is?
Only too well, sir.
Really?
I've done many a appearance, many a goat rope in there. It's lovely. It's just been remodeled. You'll enjoy it.
Okay. Well, we're taping Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so I hope people who want to come down and see it do so.
Who you got coming on from D.C.? Obviously, you're coming to Washington to get the Washington Notable.
Oh, man, I should know that, but I don't. But I'm sure they're really good people.
Yeah, well...
I'm sure they're like a bunch of hypocritical Congress people who I can shred their head.
That's
what I'm hoping.
There must be some mistake. I didn't get the invitation from your casting people to make my appearance on the show, so something...
It must be the damn mail.
It's got to be the mail. It's got to be the mail. Jump and jiminy cricket there. I mean, after 15 years in Washington, D.C., twisting and turning, causing controversy and brouhaha, there's got to be some sort of snafu with the contact system.
Really? Have you been at this 15 years in that area?
Yes.
Wow. That's quite a record.
A long time.
All on the same station?
Nope. I bounced around.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I was over there for a while, bounced out to L.A. for a while, got a little sun on my face, and came back to the nation's capital. So what do you think? Are you buying into this great right-wing conspiracy that everybody's talking about? Hillary says, oh, my God, they're just out to get him. The nation's showing a disapproval with the impeachment goings on, and yet they come at him. What are you thinking?
I think that they don't like him because the people like him. I think Ken Starr is the kind of kid in school who nobody liked, and he was the hall monitor, and he's a nerd, and he didn't like the kid who's popular, and now he can get him back. And we all know that life is just revenge for high school. And that's what this is. They don't like Clinton because people like him, and they can't stand that. He has sex. He has sex in his office. He has sex on the phone. They should only be so lucky.
Of course, the argument is that the violation of the perjury rules and the obstruction of justice, even though it was just about a slice, and that's really basically what he did. He found a young girl, he poured the cold to her, lied about it. Well, how do we get out of this deal? That's the deal. That's what they said. All right, so it was sex. He wasn't lying about breaking into a Democratic headquarters. He wasn't lying about launching nuclear bombs. But the perjury rules only apply in certain instances. How do we get out of that dilemma?
Well, I've always looked at that so-called perjury as a case of civil disobedience, really. I mean, a question that should not be asked does not deserve a rightful answer. I mean, every time he would lie, I would be there going, you go, boy. Don't give him anything. You know, why should anyone have this crazy right-to-know society we live in? You know, when FDR was president, they didn't ask that he was a cripple. I mean, it was considered gauche and inappropriate to ask about the president's legs. But now we can ask about his schlong? I'm sorry, but that's a big leap we've taken, and I think a bad one.
It's a huge leap, but the twist of it all is these lawyers with these wacky suits. Who would have thought that Paula Jones, the president misread her. He looked at her in the crowd as much, maybe you have, scanned the crowd for a happy fan. You see her with her nostrils flaring and her eyes with a come-hither look, and he thinks to himself, man, she wants me. You take her to a hotel room, you say, all right, baby, at last we can be alone. Oh, how nice. Take a look at Ish. And then when he sees a look of horror on her face, he realizes, oh, my God, I misjudged this bitch. She didn't want to have sex with me. She was just looking at me the way she looked. Oh, my. And he pulls his pants up and leaves. I'm sorry. Who would have thought that could have got somebody $800,000 for looking at that tallywhacker? That's insane. But it's not it's our lawyers that buy into this. That's what caused the whole house of cards to come down.
Well, I don't really know what I could add to that. A more cogent synopsis.
Well, that's what it was.
The entire last year of American history.
That's what it was.
Well, that is, I mean, you pretty much nailed it. I mean, that's what happened. Bill Clinton was there in Arkansas, and he saw Paula Jones, and she actually, I believe her because I think she's not a very bright person. I believe her when she says that she was stupid enough to think that he wanted to offer her a job, that he just saw her across the room and said to himself, Yeah, that looks like someone would be good to head up my waste management program. Why don't you bring her up to the hotel room? We can talk about contracts.
He conducts himself like a rock star. Like David Lee Roth, you've heard the stories of the groups. They scan the crowd as they're singing, and then as they shuffle to the side of the stage, they say to their security people, blonde, fifth row,
right,
fourth seat in. Bill Clinton would do the same thing with the state troopers. Huh? He'd make his little stinking speeches, and then he'd say to the state trooper, the one with the long nose in the back there. And because he tried to read people's faces. So he read her face in that it was a come-hither look. It was not, as it turned out to be. But even so, a glimpse at his hideous, fetid fuselage, no matter how horrible a visage, no matter how cheesoid, lint-flake, urea-smelling, is not worth $800,000.
Grease man, I have to go to bed now. I thank you for telling me these tales about our president.
All right, then sleep well.
But I appreciate you letting me mention that we are coming there, and it's going to be fun. I always enjoy being in the area, and maybe we'll see you in our travels there.
All right. Good luck. The place holds hundreds of people, so you're going to have massive crowds at the Warner Theater when Politically Incorrect comes to Washington.
Right.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye-bye.